Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Shop all things Cherry Johnson at TheRealCherry.com.
Cherry's World is brought to you by Less Is More Events. Get live.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
My name is Emmanuel Lewis, and you're on Cherry's World, baby.
This is Cherry's World.
Making Memories Sales Series. It's a sale that allows families and people in our communities in any city, state, or showtime to attend a series of events at a lower price than most, such as like the Trolls Live, Disney on Ice, the Universal Soul Circus, concerts, sports, and more. Contact Less Is More Events at 202-930-3533. Again, that's 202-930-3533. Visit the website getlimetickets.com. They're on social media, Facebook, IG, Twitter. Less Is More Events. Get out and lime. Hey, if you're listening to Cherry's World Podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes, please give us a 5-star. Let us know what you think. Leave us a review. I want to hear from you. Thank you.
Would you like to advertise on Cherry's World and have your product placed on Cherry's social media for the world to see? Email us now at cherriesworldpodcast@gmail.com for low introductory rates. Cherry's World Podcast. Get heard.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
I miss you too. I haven't seen you in forever.
The last time I saw you, we were on the set and you were doing Family Matters.
Yes, right. I remember that.
That's the last like time you guys ever saw each other?
Yeah.
No, I was going to say, I was super excited because we didn't know that he was supposed to be there.
Yeah,
we kind of worked all week and he just came in on tape day and did his thing and got out. So they didn't tell us who they had casted.
Oh, I remember right. That episode. I remember. I know exactly what episode this is.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't tell us. So I was so excited because, you know, we had like rehearsed and stuff all week. And then I turn around and my homie is here.
Yes, absolutely. It was so dope. Of course, you know, I was extremely happy to be there and do it. I mean, it's a great show, of course. And seeing you is also, because I remember seeing, you know, on Punky and us doing all this other stuff or whatever before. So it was great, awesome reunion to do that. I just had so much fun. And yes, we, you know, I guess we did have one day to learn lines and just do it. And I didn't even think, I should have thought probably more about it as far as, you know, the whatever, but you just learn your lines, you go in and meet everybody. Okay, what's over here, here, here? Okay, boom, deliver.
he was out. He had other things to do. Because if you know this man, the way I live there. If you know this man the way I know this man, he don't hold still.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, this right here, this COVID is crazy. It's probably the longest I've been, you know, in country. And as long as I can remember, because I'm always, you know, used to traveling and bouncing and enjoying, you know, the world. And this is the longest I've ever been home. Ever. Oh,
wow. You know what? I can say the same thing. Me too. I've been home since March 10th.
Yeah, I came home the day, whatever day he declared it a state of emergency for America, I came home the next day. I got on the next day smoking, came home.
Where were you?
I was in Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. So Courtney had asked me before you came on how we knew each other. And I said, wait, I don't want to tell you anything. Let Manny tell you when you get here.
Yes. Well, you know, because Punky and Webster, we went to a lot of different events together. And as, you know, the head of the show and parties and after parties, and I'm trying to remember all the different parties or it was functions. It wasn't like regular parties. They were corporate, you know, for the network and stuff like that kind of party.
Yeah, they were like affiliate parties. Like every year when shows get picked up, they have these affiliate parties where all the shows on the networks come together and they basically like make announcements like we're back.
Yes.
And see
all special stuff. Yeah.
Yes. I affectionately like his name is Emmanuel Lewis. He's a grown man. But for me, he's always going to be my Manny.
Absolutely. Forevermore. And I'm good. I'm so good with that.
We were kids, you know what I'm saying? And that's who I got to play with at the affiliates party. Like, I couldn't wait to get there because I was going to get to see
you. We didn't, like, for me, you know, I didn't really have a lot of kids on my set every week. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just the adults and that's it. So every now and then when we had some kids on the show, it was kind of fun. But other than that, I'd have to come see you at some type of situation. You ever remember a little teeny bopper club that I was in for like 5 seconds? It was the seltzer soda pop club.
I
think it was, saw you once there, and it was fun. It was crazy, right?
Yeah, they used to have like this club that they did for like all the, were we even teenagers?
Barely, yeah. Somewhere, early teens, if anything, yeah.
Yes, and it was like you would see Emmanuel Lewis, Soleil Moonfry, Amy Foster, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman, the young Shannon Doherty, like all the kids who were working at that time used to hang out at, and I don't, oh my God, it's going to get on my nerves. It's something Soda Pop Club, because
I think it was New York Seltzer.
Yes, it was something they sponsored. That's right.
Because
when we go to the bar, we couldn't drink, but we could get soda pop.
Right, and so they sponsored us, and we came there, and it was pretty fun. I mean, I don't know if you even remember that from before, but yeah, I didn't think you'd
Alfie. Done it. Alfie.
Oh, my God.
Alfie Soda Pop Club.
Okay, yeah, all right, yeah, it was, because it was, to me, I remember it from the New York Seltzer, it's the same scenario, but yeah, and I love the vanilla cherry and the black cherry, that was my favorite.
I love the black cherry too, because.
Of course.
I thought I was the black cherry.
Yeah, so that makes 100% sense to me.
All right.
I love it. So where do you live now?
I live in Georgia.
That's what I thought. And you've got businesses out there. Like, you left LA.
Yeah. Well, and- you know, I love LA, but, you know, well, immediately after I finished, it was literally the same year that we finished Webster, which was like a miracle, was the same year that I had graduated high school.
Wow.
So I went straight from high school straight to college for the first semester.
Amazing.
And then I would, and at that point, because I was still working and doing specials and doing projects and a movie here and a couple of specials here and there, we did the Brandy Moesha, we did the Malcolm and Eddie, we did the Family Matters and stuff like that. So I would literally take, I would go to school for the fall and take off for the spring. So I would go a semester, take off a semester, go a semester, take off a semester, because I wanted to still, I wasn't used to not working.
That's smart. I wish I would have had that conversation with you, because I ended up dropping out because I couldn't, I'd be in school at night sleep. I couldn't
get Right, yeah. It's very difficult. And like being the breadwinner, it's like very, like I don't, like I never just went to school straight since, you know, like middle school, right? And I was doing commercials in elementary school. So like those are the elementary school is the last time that I actually like I was doing commercials in what, the fourth, fifth, sixth grade. So I don't remember going to I've been going to work since elementary, right? So it's kind of very hard to just go straight to school and not have work included. That means no money is incoming, and that means, you know, the things that we're accustomed, the lifestyle and the things that we're used to doing, it just makes it very hard to do. And so I was like, okay, so I'm going to go to school, but I'm just going to be on my terms.
Smart man. You've always been smart. Go ahead, Courtney. I know Courtney was like so excited. He was like, I love it.
Well, let me tell you this, man. I've been a fan. And because like Cherry knows this about me, I still watch a lot of retro TV. So it's a lot of your shows that's still like kind of new to me, because I was kind of young. And what's crazy, I heard Cherry say this in a recent interview, is the Chicago connection. I'm from Chicago. I live in Chicago. And Webster was based in Chicago, as well as Punky and Family Matters. So, like, do you have any Chicago connection like Cherry does?
Absolutely. My second mom lives in Chicago in Hyde Park, and so all right. I got keys. So I come home, you know, often as I can, and I'm in Hyde Park, and I'm, you know, I go to, you know, to the different grocery stores. The I forget what you guys call the ones where it's owned by the community and stuff like that, and. And I'd hang out there, and I used to go to the Bulls game back in the day all the time. I used to hang out with Mr. Johnson from the Johnson Publishing Company over at Jet Magazine back in the day. Those are my fams over there, Mentor. And so I spent a good bit of time in the Indiana casinos back in the day, because that was, that's what they did. And so I just kind of did what they did, and we'd go to the different church on Sunday. I'm trying to remember his name. He's a big pastor there in Chicago. I'm trying to remember his name, but he was, you know, old school, and it was awesome to go to church, because that's what I'm used to too. I'm used to actually going on church on Sunday in my household in New York and in Georgia. Right. So it was pretty dope, you know, and, you know, I loved all the restaurants there. I don't think I did an episode with the Bears, the Chicago Bears. And okay. So, and Webster location was taped, so to speak, out of Chicago.
Right.
So it was a Chicago show. So I didn't go visit the site where the house was, but. I don't know why I didn't do that, but I would go there. I would, you know, drive down to Indiana, Gary, Indiana, and check out, you know, what's going on, Mike's hometown, that kind of stuff. And very, very discreetly, you know, look at stuff over there. That was dope. And then we'd go from there to, Milwaukee, and check out some of the college games. I did go to Lambeau and what else did we do there? And I drove there from Ohio once. and got to go pick up the White Castles over there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, Cherry, you know about them White Castles? Man.
So we go check out the White Castles. That's the first time I ever heard of the term sliders.
Yeah.
Really?
I never heard of the term. We didn't call them sliders in New York, at least from my standpoint. But when I came to Chicago, they'd be like, yeah, man, y'all sat at White Castles. What y'all, you talking about some sliders? I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, sliders. You know, I went, just go with it. You know what I mean?
Steamy buns. Steamy bun burgers.
Hey, New York, hey, New York, New York pizza or Chicago pizza? Which is better? Oh,
come on, stop it. I'm from Brooklyn, New York. Bed-Stuy. Give me a break.
So what's the answer?
It's I'm a quote Biggie. If I gotta choose the coast, it's gotta be the east.
I
live out there, so don't go there. You know what I mean? Come on, man. Word. I grew up in New York pizza. But you know what? Because for the thing for New Yorkers is the thin crust, which is the complete opposite of Chicago pizza. Right. It's usually this thick crust, so it's all this bread. And we didn't want all that bread. We just wanted the fineness of the Italian, you know, it's, you know, the Chicago is a takeoff of the New York pizza. So we respect that. But at the same time, no, I'm a New Yorker to my core when it comes to pizza, and hot dogs, Coney Island and Nathan hot dogs.
I don't know. Now, I might give you the pizza. I don't know about the hot dogs.
Now. Oh, yeah. I don't want no Chicago dog. Y'all be putting pickles and stuff on the hot dog?
and pickles and tomatoes and dill. Oh my God! I'm like, yeah, no,
sesame seed bun. Come on now.
Yeah,
give me some onions and some ketchup and some like mustard, and we good.
Listen, we got to go with the New York onions, which is like it's because when you say onions to someone in Chicago, they're gonna give you raw onions.
Oh no, no, no,
no, no, no, no.
Someone will give you grill. We give you grill sometimes.
Yeah, it might give you some grill, but no, we had the New York onions, or we had the sauerkraut. Which is like the New York sauerkraut is second to nobody. You know what I'm saying? The sauerkraut, the golden mustard. The golden mustard. And if you get it from Coney Island, where you used to like roast it on that thing, it was nothing like an original Nathan's hot dog. Come on. What? And then the bagels. And then the pastrami. Like, we had, like, what people did, like, out in the streets, we had that same thing in school. So we had great pizza in high school. We had great pizza. We had great pastrami's and corned beef in school. So like all that stuff that was around everywhere, all we just need to do is go. So I enjoyed going to school for the culinary delight alone. My mom would say, yo, bring me back one of the corned beef when I was done, right? Because we had paid lunch, right? So I would bring lunch back because it was so good. Yeah, that's how good it was.
I'm from Pittsburgh, but our food is similar to New York. It's not like Chicago. Chicago throws me off, Courtney. I'm sorry. What is up with the putting the cheese on the bottom and then sauce on the top?
Oh, the pizza? Well, how else you supposed to do it?
They put like cheese on the bread and then they put sauce on the top and then y'all got your pizza.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that. I don't know nothing about that. All of that right there sounds really
stuffed pizza.
Yeah, no, I don't know about none of that. Like, yeah, that sounds.
You brought it up, so I want to ask you.
It sounds janky. It sounds janky. Let's just keep it 100. But I respect that. That's what they like, and when in Rome, they do what they do.
No doubt. You brought it up. I was going to ask you about it anyway. Tell me about, it's a video, man, that is like so dope, man. You and Michael Jackson, man, dancing. I don't know what song it is, but y'all like really getting it, man. Y'all, hey, tell me about your relationship with Mike.
Okay, so that is home footage. That was my home footage taken by my brother Roscoe on our probably brand new camera at the time. You know what I mean? It, you know, with cameras was like very rarely seen, home camera. Right. So that was a home footage, which is my brother texting me right now. Home footage of us, like, you know, from one dancer to the next, and by far he's probably one of the greatest dancers. Ask any of the greats, from James Brown to Fred Astaire to, you know, whoever. I mean, they all bowed down and said that he was the greatest. So I'm gonna yield and say he was the greatest, right? So I was dancing all the time. You know, I dance, right? I tap dance, you know, we street dance. I mean, I did a lot of live performances before I even got to Webster. I mean, that's just what we did, you know what I mean? And I'm sorry for this music. It seemed like they turned it up even louder just because I'm out here or something. I don't know. But I'm on the balcony of the Atlanta Fish Market in Buckhead. Okay. Which you got to check out. It's beautiful.
Let me be honest. I'm so nosy. I kind of want you to order on the show because I'm a foodie. I want to know what you're about to eat.
I'm so, like, I got the menu, like, right here. And I'm trying to give it a little glance, but I don't want to be rude by any stretch of imagination. No. I freaking love you. You are... Yeah. All right, so let me go back to answering your question. So we had a routine, you know, when dancers get together, any of your boys get together and y'all can dance, we always had a routine. And so, you know, different music sparked different routine. So this is a routine that I kind of choreographed a little piece of it, and I stole his moves to put in the routine. And of course, I love Thriller very much. So that was some of that ones. That was some of Beat It. And so we did that. And that was our routine. And he used to always remember, like, he had a mind like an elephant when it came to routines. He remembered routines for like 15, 20 years ago. Like, I'm like, huh? And so he would be like, you still remember the routine? 10, 15 years later, he come up, I see him, you know, somewhere, whatever, he goes, you remember the routine? Hell no, I don't remember that routine. Because see, he took the videotape. He confiscated all the videotape with him on it. And we could care less. We had him, right? You know, so. And he was living at our house at the time. And so he lived with us for about a year or more. I don't know exactly the time. I didn't notch the calendar or nothing like that, but it was about a year or something like that. And
so funny.
And so, yeah, so that was a home video of him being there. For you, Sherry, let me take that back a second so that you understand the origin of that. So I met him on a set of Thriller, right? And it wasn't by his invitation. It was some other people. They got it on the internet that he invited me. That's a bald-faced lie. I don't know why people make up lies. Just ask. I will tell you the truth any day of the week and twice on Sunday. But it was one of my boys back at the time, and he's like, he just want to surprise me with something. And you know, it's a work night, it's a school night. So in my mind, HE double hockey sticks, I'm not going anywhere at night. You know what I mean? Because I got to work the next morning. I mean, early in the morning, and it's a school night. So on top of that, yeah, I got to go to school first, then I go to work. So normally on those kind of days, we're at home. That's
yeah, you know. We're sleeping.
And so whatever reason, you know, I said, I don't think I can go. I said, but talk to mom. And I just knew she was just going to break that all the way down. You know what I mean?
Well, she's going to torpedo that. Like,
you know what I mean? You want a quick torpedo? Send it to mom. Mom said, because he told mom the truth.
Right.
He didn't tell me. So mom said, okay. I did the double take, like, huh? What? I'm like, okay, mom said, let's go. Then somebody, she knows something I don't know, right? And so we went and we get out of the car. He had a Jeep. And I hear the music start, right? So he puts me on his shoulders. I'm riding on his shoulders. And he's really tall, I don't know, 6-something or whatever. And was writing, and I started hearing the music. And I'm like, that's Michael's music. And it's playing it awful loud. So we're in South Central LA somewhere on some dark, forbidden street, and they're shooting the Thriller video. Dang. I mean, what an epic moment to meet somebody in hindsight. At the time, you don't know because nobody knew like that. You know what I mean? But so John Landis is over here. They kind of, I'm over the whole crowd. There's like a crowd of people there. I'm on his shoulders, so I'm literally sitting above the crowd, and I'm watching him do the infamous, you know, the iconic movement and everything. And all of this, you know what I mean? Yes. I'm seeing all of this, right? And he's in the face of that actual, the thriller, right? And I'm like, wow. So I can see while he's finished the dance sequence, he looks up because I'm like the only person on somebody's shoulders. Like, okay. So I see him go over to his assistant, Sherry, beautiful Asian lady, and that right there, the Asian counterpart, and she comes over, says, Michael would like for you to come over to the trailer, and he would like to meet you. And I go, okay, but you know, is my mom right here? Is my bodyguard right here? They all got to come with it, you know, because there's a lot of people out there, and I'm not Michael Jackson, but I still am Emmanuel Lewis. And, you know, going somewhere without mama and bodyguard is the most stupidest thing I could do. You know what I mean? So they're like, no, we just want you right now. And I'm like, yeah, no. I don't know. Which, I'm not. My mom, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if my mom can't go, then I don't need to be there. You know what I'm saying? That's just the mentality I've had, like, all my life. If mom can't come, I don't need to be there. Mm. And this is because I didn't know exactly what the situation was as far as
did he cut out?
No, I'm sorry. My brother is trying to call me. He wants me to come get him.
Tell him I said hi.
I can't tell him right now because I would have to stop talking to you, and I'm not about to do that right now. He's gonna have to pump his brakes. So I just didn't know what the situation was, if they were about to break, and all these people, there's a big audience out there, you know what I mean? So I don't know about none of that. And there's a big steep hill to get back to the car. And, you know, if the car was maybe right here, and if, you know, there wasn't that many people there, then maybe I would think about it differently. But I'm thinking my safety for the crowd and how far the car is, and he's got the keys and mama's over there. No. I got it. So that was a big thing for me at that moment. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I brought, they said, okay, bring them. So I, you know, brought mom, brought more security and whatever. And because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have been there. You know what I'm saying? They were the reason why I'm even there. You know what I mean? Right. It was his surprise that I'm even there. You know what I mean? Aww. So, you know, if anybody needs to meet him, they need to see you too, because it was, I would be at home, you know, studying lines and doing homework. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm from New York. You know what I mean? That's going to be, I'm going to keep it 100. You know what I mean? I'm just going to keep it 100. So we did that and we met him. He was so cool. And we got a chance to go back to his crib and meet his mom. And I met Janet and, you know, I don't know what other sibling or family member was there, whatever. And the funny part was meeting him was we come through the kitchen and there's music playing on their speaker, kind of like this right here is, right? And it was some kind of music and it was jamming, right? So I come in the kitchen like, you know, dancing, right? Jamming. And so Janet is coming my way, this way, right? And I see her and I'm jamming up and we do, so we start doing the snake. So before we can even say hi, how you doing, big hug, no, it's
dancing.
Control.
You know what I mean? We straight. This is before Control.
Oh, okay.
So we straight jamming. We straight jamming. We are straight, you know, just dancing, having a little dance all right in the middle of the kitchen. You know what I mean?
You and that was cool. In the Tarzana house?
Yes, Heavenhurst, yes. Yes. So I was over there and that was dope. And then over time, you know, we'd hang out different times. And then when he got burnt from the Pepsi commercial, I don't know what happened. You know what I mean? I saw the thing, what happened to the Pepsi, but I'm talking about afterwards, that he went straight to the Sheraton Hotel at the Universal. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, everybody was acting strange that day, right? And nobody would tell me. Everybody's like, Manny, are you okay? All day at work.
You know, but they wouldn't tell you why, right?
Nobody. They was told specifically not to tell me.
And they did the same thing to you?
Really?
Wow.
So we were confused because we didn't know why we wouldn't be okay.
That's what I was saying. That's exactly. Yeah. You know what? You're the first person that I've talked to and told that about that had the same situation that happened. And I've not had this conversation with many people, so I guess that's why. But anyway, so yeah, so they was like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, why? Tell me why, whatever. Oh, nothing. You're okay. You're okay. They just want to figure out if I knew and if I knew how I was going to feel about it. And I'm like, I just shrugged it off because nobody said nothing. So I'm like, I don't know. There's no way for me to even guess what that is. Yeah. So we get home. My mom tells me to sit down.
The worst. Because somebody's dead. That's the only reason they start
asking. I'm like, sit down. Mom, what's going on? They were acting funky all day at work today. I mean, I don't know what the heck's going on in them and what's happening, but they're acting real strange. What's going on? Yeah. Michael's in an accident. Okay. How's he doing? What's going on? What happened? Well, he was burned in during the making of this Pepsi commercial. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, so he's at the hospital. You go see him. Like, what do we do? You know, mm-hmm. No. We spoke to Bill. Bill's the head of his security, Bill Bray. We spoke to Bill. Bill's already called us already, and he said it's a zoo over there. So don't wait until they release him. They're going to release him, and then we'll see then. I was like, okay. All right. So, you know, I'm like chilling. And then a few hours later, I get a call from Bill. Bill, old school. Freaking love. Rest in peace, Bill Bray. I love that guy. Right? That's like another second father to me. You know what I mean? The way he got down. Bill said, hey, Joker. Because we were all jokers to him. Y'all, it's crazy. I can't even think about it without laughing. Hey, Joker. You're Red Sheraton. Why don't you go see about him?
Oh.
I'm like, okay. So I'm like, see about him. He said, call him. I said, okay. So I said, his nickname is Rubberhead.
You can't just call the hotel and say, hey, can I get Michael Jackson's room?
I had a direct number and he went by a different name. So I might have been, you know, so he went by a different name. So I called the hotel and asked for that particular name. Ramula, what's going on? What's happening? Because his nickname was never said as a simple name. It was always said with a sound effect or something, right? What's going on? You all right? What's happening? I'm like, what the hell are you doing in a hotel? What's going on? You know, I'm just gonna be staying here for a while. Nah, B. We coming to get you. And I don't hear no for an answer. I'm not trying to hear no for an answer. Just have your little backpack because it's always funny to me because you always had this, you know, little briefcase you used to bring on stage to pull his hat out and the glove with all that little brief. Yeah, that was actually his little briefcase that he would carry around for. And there's literally next to nothing in it. That's hilarious to me, right? So every time I see the video of him doing it on stage, and sometimes get like a little smaller briefcase, I'm looking at that and I'm like, man, that's just hilarious to me. So it's an old beat up looking suitcase that he actually used, and he's like as small as like I couldn't even call it an overnight bag. Oh my God.
It was doctor's bag.
I mean, it's seen better days is all I'm trying to tell you. And so I said, we're coming to get you. So we coming in, I don't know, we got like a little minivan or something, whatever is hilarious. Maybe come up there and get you, all right? So we down here, come on down, bring your head down here and let's do it. Okay, so with all due respect, there was two Michaels, okay? So there's the big one, the sensational mega star that we got a chance to see and everybody to love. And then there was my big bro, you know, we hanging out, doing that. So it was just that guy where we just, you know, talk. You know, I got two other brothers, so, you know, having, you know, and I got another third one from my father's side. So I don't know all about having brothers, okay? I have more brothers at the time than I knew of than sisters. So having a big bro is understandable. And so I was like, okay, so I'm coming to get you. And I said, when I'm downstairs, I'm calling you. So I called him. He came right downstairs, jumped in the car. And from that moment on, he stayed with me for over a year.
Aww.
And some people, so it wasn't until years later that people actually, when I started doing public stuff, that they actually knew that we were hanging out, but they didn't really understand the origin and nucleus and how we come so close and all these crazy, stupid stories and all this other stuff. And I'm like, nah, I don't think y'all understand. You know what I mean?
That's not who he was.
Y'all understand what kind of cat I was dealing with.
I had the pleasure to meet him and get to know him as a person.
Really?
And I so regret, like, you don't think about it as a kid that you need to take pictures, that you need to, he would make the adults had to sign these non-disclosure agreements.
Right.
The last time I was at Neverland, my aunt, I believe, was there, and me and my little cousin were there. I was like, I was an adult. I was in my 20s. But they hit everybody the non-disclosure agreements but me. And they're like, why doesn't she have to? They were like, no. So I I regret now that I never, like, took videos and pictures. I didn't think
about it. But it was about being in the moment too, right? So we didn't think of, there's a lot of times I didn't take pictures when I should have had, like, literally a photographer following me for everything that I was doing. We were doing so much,
we didn't,
you know,
think
everywhere.
About
so we didn't think about preserving
social media era. Like, I don't even know if I have pictures of you. Really little. I think there might be like one in my mom's book or something.
Cherry's World Music Spotlight.
Available now on pensdeep.com as well as Spotify. Do What I Want, featuring Sophia Camille, Pens Deep. Also, the interview is available now on the official YouTube channel of Cherry Johnson. New music from the Clash of the Titans album, Saint 300, Mike Strong, I'm Only Human. Available now on Tidal, Spotify, Apple Music. Casanova Black, The Collection, Jay Hollins, Spend the Night. Available now on Spotify, Tidal, and Apple Music.
Everyone in need till the morning comes.
When the night begins to fall, and the light begins to come around, baby, I'll be here for the taking.
Sing me.
Available on Spotify, the new artist Bipolar, and it's hit the song. Ready. Then you like a stand up guy. I'm a Bob, then you like a man, super fly. I'm a guy who gon' show you everything you need. Anything, baby girl, I got the recipe. The keys to your ignition switch, let me turn it around. I wanna just lay you down, and I don't wanna ever, ever take you through your path. Let me just show you.
Cherry Johnson 75 Music Spotlight.
Can you
talk a little bit about Mike? Like, can you tell Courtney how he'd be out with you in plain, like, I don't know about you, but like, he would dress up and like wear stuff.
So this is imagine like everybody's doing it now, and it's completely okay to walk around with your mask in your hand, right? So he was doing that long before it was a thing, okay?
Yeah.
And it was hilarious because, you know, people, you know, he was shy guy to begin with. So part of it was because he was very shy. You know what I mean? He was very shy. And then people would stare so hard at him, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, he, you know, just shy. You can't stay.
To the mall with him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I did. We got kicked out of plenty malls.
But I'm saying, unless he was like, you know, in disguise.
You know what? But his disguise, okay, was hella funny to me, okay? Because he would have a fedora on with the mask on, white socks, and penny loafers. I'm like, yeah, a 5-year-old could call you out on that one. I mean, like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of mask is that? Like, who walks around in a fedora in the summertime? Like, give me a break, guy. Like, are you serious? So I would literally crack up before we left to go anywhere because this was his disguise. Later on, he got more creative with it and got the false teeth and, you know, the different wigs and stuff. Okay.
I don't want to be disrespectful, but what's it called? The jabab? Like the Middle Eastern ladies?
He had a ton of them. He had a ton of them. He had old man. He had a lady. He had a young kid. He had a more, like, finally, you know, I guess he spoke to different cats and they was able to hook him up with so many different looks. Fake eyelashes and mustaches and, you know, beards. And, like, I should have just taken a picture of a thing he had on. I would have, like, that itself would have been magical. But, yeah, I didn't think of that. I just looked at it and just, I just said, you didn't pick me up off the floor. That was hilarious to
me. It was part of the entertainment.
Oh, my God. Just knowing when I'm going to see him and what it was going to be like and what he was going to be wearing and how he was going to get away with still wearing white socks, black titty loafers, and a fedora, still under all of that. I'm like, guy, are you serious? Are you killing me right now?
Do you remember the last time you've seen him? Both of you guys.
I saw him at rehearsal for the concert.
This is it?
I believe this was, yeah. I didn't know what the name of it was at that time. Mm. But it was for rehearsal, and it was whatever. And then it later on, when I heard what the name of the album was, so I didn't hear it immediately when everybody else was checking for it. I was in my own world.
Yeah.
When I heard that it was called This Is It, I immediately just was bawling my eyes out because I knew, unlike anybody else, his album titles was prophetic.
Really?
And I knew how much energy that he used to put in just naming an album. And in all the concepts and the feeling and what it means. So when I heard This Is It, I was like, oh no. I was, oh, I went to, oh, no.
People know, and they're okay with it.
Wow. I mean, it wasn't because I, it's not that I didn't know that he knew. He told me that before that album was even done, that, you know, something was, might go down or whatever. And you know, but it's because you hear it don't mean you accept it. Just because you know it don't mean you ready for it. You know what I mean? So, you know, I've heard my grandma said, I'm tired. You know what I mean? That old, I'm tired. It's time for me to go home. And my mom, grandma, you at home. What you talking about?
Yeah.
You know? You know what you're talking about, but you ain't trying to hear what she's talking about. You know what I mean? So, you know. So okay, it was just one of those times.
I can't do this no more because I'm going to start crying. So we didn't stop you from eating. I need you to do me a favor.
Yes.
Go ahead and look at your menu and tell me what you're going to order.
I love you for that.
I might want you to bring me some.
Hey, you know what I mean? Okay, so I normally, I've already had a half a dozen of Blue Point oysters from Connecticut. So I've already done those already, okay?
Because
I'm a fresh oyster guy. And I'm trying to figure out whether I want the lobster sandwich. In the lightly fried honey mustard aioli with drawn butter. So I'm looking at that. I'm also thinking about whether or not, because somehow there's a seafood thing going on with lobster or whatever, okay? And then I love their jumbo lump crab cakes. And of course, I do love their chili and sea bass. And I'm so trying to figure out. Their Georgia rainbow trout is very good here. This is very hard.
I saw Courtney pick up the phone. What you trying to do? Courtney, you about to order?
Man, I ain't going to lie. Y'all got me hungry, man, because I didn't get a chance to eat today since lunch. So.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
So I might go for the sauteed chili and sea bass. Or that lobster roll. I'm thinking of that. That lobster roll is sounding pretty interesting to me right now.
I think that lobster roll sounds amazing. But so I have to be a little adultish. You were eating oysters. They say oysters are aphrodisiac.
I was going to go there.
Oh, hey.
So is there a Miss Lewis that I haven't met, or Mrs. Lewis?
There is not a Mrs. Lewis yet. I will give you the 411 on that. We're working on it. We're working on it. But she's not ready yet.
All right. That's
not ready yet. It's still in the oven.
Takes time.
That's fair. And I say, you know what? Honestly, like, I've gone through this whole thing, and Courtney has this whole story about this man who was ready to be married, but I wasn't ready to be married.
Mm.
And so he went on and got married anyway, and I told him, don't do that.
Right.
And now he's, you know, because men, I think they get ready to get married when it's their time to get married.
100%. I should have been married probably 3 or 4 times already. And I was so not ready. And thank God I didn't ruin somebody's life. I was so not ready.
But at least you knew. You know what I'm saying? Some men,
yeah.
And then sometimes it's like, it's more about the timing than the person. You know what I'm saying?
It was timing, and just, I needed to live. And I needed to travel, and I just needed to do me for a minute. You know, when you growing up like we did, you know, we were on such harsh strains on our lives. So we didn't date until much later in our lives. Like, we were just late bloomers by default.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you could write somebody. Yeah, we could date somebody, but you can't, like, Monday through Friday was a lot. And, you know, a little time on a Saturday and Sunday, that ain't, you know, that's a peekaboo. That ain't no relationship. And so I would try and have one. And then I would be gone for, you know, months at a time when I would do something out of the country. And I would very rarely work out of the country unless it was more than 2 weeks. Like, don't even ask me to do a turnaround. I'm not even doing that. You pay me money, and we're going to be there for at least a couple of weeks to do whatever it is we're doing. And so that was just very difficult on any relationship because I just didn't know. I didn't know how to not be fully committed to work and then be partially committed to a female and figure out how I was going to do that. I was a breadwinner of my family.
And then women don't understand, just like men don't understand, what time you going to get off work? I don't know.
Oh, my God. Listen, if I asked the producers that, they would lie to me. Not on purpose, but because, you know, the scenes or technicalities or people or a change in the script or whatever the situation is, we have no idea. And we would be sitting there, all the hurry up and wait moments, which has been like a trillion and one moments in our lives.
Yes.
How many hurry up and waits have you ever had in your life? Like
today. It was hurry up and wait today. And I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about phone calls, production.
Just life, everything, yeah. everything. So I was late. My apologies.
I know.
But I'm just, you know, I'm just guilty. But all of that whole time, you know, I did not know how to be fully engaged in being a breadwinner and being a companion, a full-time companion, full-time life mate, a full-time boyfriend. I had no idea what that was. As far as I was concerned, you know, I needed to do what I was, you know, born to do, I guess. Plus, you know what I mean?
Plus, I've been trying to explain to Courtney, groupies is real. Like,
groupies were real, and they are real, and they still exist.
Manny, you got to tell me about, you got to give me a groupie story, Manny. Come on, I love hearing groupie stories. Everybody tells me one.
Yeah. There's some. Yeah, no, I ain't even going there.
But Manny is a gentleman. Okay. He always has them, but groupies are real. Mm. So
they are real. But here's the thing. For me, groupies was off limits. So even though they are real and they are ready, willing, and able, that was not something I wanted, needed, or would indulge in because
you're smart.
It's a different kind of energy. It's a different kind of energy that I was not willing to give. And I just did not, I didn't know what the motives was. And there are some that are really, there were some real genuine groupies out there that would have been all 100% great, but I didn't trust anybody. You know what I mean? Especially what? With the mantle that I was given of being the star of the show. I mean, that was very unusual to give a black male the star position of a TV show. Right. And at my age, that was unheard of. You know what I'm saying?
But how much I needed you in my ear because, like, I wifed groupies, and I'm talking about men. Like, I didn't know that I was dating groupies, but there was a plethora of them.
Yeah.
You just
You know, I can befriend them, and I will befriend them, and I'll be very nice and cordial, and I got all kind of stuff where people are sending all kind of whatever's my way and sneaking in the rooms and hotels and all of that. But because that's not the way I wanted to do it in my life, I wanted to, we as black people, especially in the 80s, we didn't have an opportunity to mess up and come back. That was never something. 80s and 90s.
Real talk.
Yeah. I'm Pardon me. We didn't have the privilege. You had the privilege to be on the show, but you didn't have the privilege to make a mistake. Mm. So if you made a mistake back then, they would make you like eat it.
Mm. And you're done.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't mean to put them out in a negative way, but it was because of my other fellow thespians that I saw how they were treated And I'm like, man, it's real up in here. I can't even wink at something. I can't even do anything that was slightly whatever. And I'm like, nah, I can't. It's too much to risk. And, you know, I go home back to Brooklyn. I go back to my home church. You know what I'm saying? And I go back to, and I got to see my grandmama, my big mama, my uncles and family members. And I'm one of the very few kids out of Brooklyn to make it like this. And I'm holding a torch right now. You know what I'm saying? And so by them always reminding me who they believed I was, I wasn't living up to my potential. I was living up to who they believed I was. And that was like, I didn't know what my potential was. I didn't know who I wanted to be, but I knew what they saw out of me. And I was never going to let them down for that. I was never going to be like, I was that guy that screwed it up for the rest of whoever came behind. So that was such a heavy mantle that screwing up wasn't an option. You know what I mean? And so when I saw them, I saw, nah, y'all ain't getting the kid. You ain't getting the kid. I'm good. Let's.
Hey, I got to ask you this question. I'm into politics. So I think it was like two, three years ago when they started bringing the heat on Trump. And one of the guys that got indicted was a guy named George Papadopoulos.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Okay, that's what I wanted to ask you. What did you think when you heard that?
You know, it was really weird because I was getting a lot of texts, a lot of phone calls, and a lot of that. I'm like, man, let that man rest in peace. Because Alex Paris, who was the father of the show, was George Papadopoulos. He had died already.
Right.
And so, you know, they were trying to hit me up, and it's supposed to be a joke, but, you know, understanding that this guy had only died, like, you know, a few years before, like maybe 2 years, a year and a half before. I'm like, nah, I can't even joke like that. This man, you know, we're on the set.
Yeah.
We spend more time with our cohorts than we do our own family members. You know what I mean?
So I'm so slow, I didn't even get it right now.
Right, yeah.
I never put two and two together like that, Courtney.
Yeah, well, the guy who got indicted, I mean,
it's George Papadopoulos.
I mean, I knew the name, but I just never.
What's the chances of that happening? Like immediately when I heard that name, like the only George Papadopoulos I know was the father on Webster.
Right. I got
crazy tweet. I was watching a show on Fox News, and everybody started tweeting me back about that. Oh yeah, you're right. That's I forgot the guy's real name, but yeah, they were like, it was all.
Yeah, they were talking about that. And I couldn't really laugh at it and see it as the humor that it was, because Alex Karras had just died.
Yeah.
And that really, you know, I mean, that was, I loved Alex Karras very much. And he was a great, you know, co-star. Now, we didn't hang out like that on a regular because, you know, there's a big age difference between us. I'm a young guy. He's, you know, seasoned veteran from NFL and actor and thespian and all that. We did go, he was the person that introduced me to deep sea fishing.
Word.
And we went to Baja, Mexico, caught some big albacore tuna, and I've been a fishing. Well, I was already fishing, but I was a deep sea fishing fool after that, for real. Oh,
that is so sweet. Okay, I'm not going to keep you because I want you to go eat, and I want you to text me after you eat it and tell me if it was
good. I will take a picture and I will send it to you.
Before you go, can you and Cherry both give me like just set the record straight on Michael, because I'm a big fan of Michael, and I hated the way people in the media and other people tried to portray him. Can both of y'all just give me like just something positive about Mike? Just say what Mike was really like, because y'all knew him.
Cherry, you go first. Ladies always first.
The biggest, purest heart of a man. He's completely genuine. And just, I think people definitely took advantage of his kindness and thought it was a weakness. He had a weakness for children. And it wasn't in a perverted way like people had tried to make it out to be. He loved children because he loved the innocence. He hated the fact that children are completely innocent. Children don't see color. All children know are love until adults bring something evil onto them. So I think he always tried to create a place that was happy, harmony, like Disneyland. as long as there were children around. I mean, if you got to go to Neverland Ranch, like the afternoon lunch is pizza and French fries. So, right? I'm a total foodie. There were certain things that happened. You'd be playing and running around, and every 2 hours, somebody was bringing you a snack or a meal, or you go get a Slurpee, or the biggest cookies and donuts and muffins. Like, he provided just a fantasy land for children. Anywhere he was. It didn't happen.
He emulated Disney there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it could be right there at the restaurant where they're ordering right now. Manny would have been like, I don't know if I want this or if I want this. He'd have been like, whatever you're getting like an ice cream sundae.
Get them both. He was the master of get them both. And then whatever you don't like, you take. Or if you like the other one later, and you eat it later.
Eat it later. But live your life. And afterwards, we're getting dessert. We're getting the biggest dessert they have.
Wow. So I would say Michael's probably one of the most intelligent business people I ever met. He was probably the biggest adult kid I had ever met. I mean, I can only imagine what it was to meet Walt Disney himself. I mean, this is a grown man playing with Mickey Mouse. Like, everybody act like Michael was strange. Walt Disney created Donald Duck and Daffy Duck and Mickey Mouse, and he had amusement rides, he had dolls, and he had walk around with ears on his head. I mean, like, so I'm like, if you don't understand where his inspiration comes from, then maybe you would never understand Mike at all. You know what I mean? So he loved what Walt Disney did. He used to study it profusely in every possible way known to man. And he understood what it was, and he had the same love for kids as Disney did, you know what I mean? As Walt himself did. And, you know, so you got this adult kid that could care less what anybody else is thinking because we're having fun. I remember one time we were, here's a Fat Joe would call it a joker moment. I remember getting in the car one day. We were in this van, right? And I'm tired because for whatever reason, whenever we had to go to Disneyland, we woke us up so early Saturday morning. And as you know, Sherry, our tape night was on Friday night and we did in front of a live audience. Yes. And so we didn't get home until late because we didn't start the day until at 12:00 in the afternoon, right? Mm-hmm. And I think I had 1 hour of school and then the rest of the day was just taping and blocking, right? So Friday night was always our late night. So, of course, they wanted to get up first thing early in the morning on a Saturday because he didn't have to work on, well, not that he slept that much anyway, but but he would get up early Saturday morning and we would leave the house freakishly early and to go to Disneyland, right? So here we are in this big old conversion van and Bill would be in the car. These guys are like, they must be morning people. I don't know. I'm so not the morning person, right?
He probably didn't get up sleep yet.
Maybe not, because sometimes he would do all-nighters and working in the studio or whatever, drawing, listening, you know, working, developing, dancing, who knows. When it's time for me to go to sleep, I went to sleep, okay? So I was not wide awake. So anyway, so we get up early in the morning and, okay, so it would be Chuck E. Cheese as the driver. And then Bill Bray would be in the passenger seat. And then it would be my mom. And then it would be the photographer, videographer, whoever's with us. And then me and Mike would be always in the back seat because everybody else already has the, what's going on, bro? How you doing, bro? No doubt. Sorry about that. So we would get in this. We would get inside of this this minivan, and so this is like a typical. This only way that I can explain to you what kind of person was. It's kind of giving us a real life situation. Other than that, people just wouldn't get it. So here we are. I'm like, I could go really right back to sleep. The minute I get in that van, I could literally go right back to sleep. And oftentimes I would, because it's just too early for me. On a Saturday, we had a long day Thursday, a long day Friday, and you want to get up and do anything on a Saturday. You know, Saturday is usually my sleeping day. And I'm a kid, and I love Disneyland, and I definitely want to go. But can we do this, like, in a couple hours?
Like at noon?
Yeah, I mean, can we do this route, you know? 30. But because of traffic, I didn't understand the traffic. And from where we lived, whatever, it was serious, right? So anyway, we're in the car. Bill Bray passes back two bottles, right? Baby bottles, right? With the nipples and all, right? What's in them is apple juice, okay? Just so that we're clear, right? And they're like such jokesters. They're such, like, if there's a prank somewhere in a 50-mile radius, that's probably going to be you. If there's a water balloon, I don't know how many water balloon fights I've had with them. All the security, the brothers, Mike, I don't know how many pillow fights we've had. I don't know how many pie fights we've ever had, fully closed on. It don't even really matter. Like, it can go down at any given time, at any given moment. Clothes, what you got on you, none of that really mattered at all. If it was going down, it was going down. Don't go to one of the hotels, one of the concerts, whatever we be in Midtown, and you get, water balloons. Yo, boom, pow, what the, wait a minute. Like, you don't even think about, I'm in a hotel. You think, oh man, where they at? Where's the stash at? Because there's a bucket over there that's full of water balloons. Go there. Bop, bop, bop. It's just crazy, okay? So all the brothers are that way. People just think about it as just Michael. No. The brothers, the nephews, the nieces, they are all down for water balloons, pies, whatever, okay? So we get in this conversion van. And I'm tired. I still would like to get just a couple more hours of sleep. I had all day.
So they gave me a bottle.
So they gives me a bottle. And I'm like, what's the bottle for? He says, because this is for you, baby Huey. And I'm like, huh? What? He says, you're going to be baby Huey. I want you to do. Bill Bray is telling me how he wants me to be baby Huey. And as a kid, I had no idea. This is before, like, it come up. I had no idea who baby Huey was. He says, yeah, we're going to get you a cigar and a hat. And, da, 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 da. And I'm like, I really have no idea what it is. But I'm laughing at the fact that we both of us show him how. So Bill is telling Mike to tell him about baby Huey or whatever. Cause I guess they've already had a conversation and that I was not privy of. And so now he's going to be like, yeah. So he's like a baby and you look so young and he's talking all this smack and you got the cigar and the baby and you're the baby bottle and you can poop in your pants and all at the same time. And like, and so this is the conversation that we're having on our way to Disneyland.
He's a clown. Like, okay. In a different world, he's sitting on the stoop cracking at people.
So I'm like, you guys are completely crazy. And so every now and then, a couple of baby bottles would pop up, and it would be apple juice. And I'm like, you know what? I'm thirsty anyway.
I'm going to drink it.
I'm drinking this bottle. I'm on, you know, because, like, nowadays, people keep, like, the drivers are having the, you know, it wasn't regular drivers. He was actually security driving. So it's not like you're in a limo and you got all these other stuff. So when you got the security driving, it's not the same. Like, and you're in a service car. So now, nowadays, it's very common for them to have some water, some snacks, and whatever. Back then, no, it's just, that's Chuck E. That's Chuck E. Cheese with the top hat on. You know, yeah, they always had the black top hat. That's
a family, too. It was just family.
So everybody's in on this, right? Mom's laughing. She's one seat in front of me. I'm sitting in the back, and she's like, I know baby Huey. You know, and I'm like, okay.
Because
they're older. Everybody's at least 10, 15, 20 years older than me. I have no idea what the heck they're talking about.
Manny, before you order your food, do you want to tell them, or you don't have to, but like what kind of businesses you own, what you're doing?
Ooh, we're going to have to do a part 2.
Okay. Deal. You said it. So look, I'm going in a hub for 3 months, okay?
And where?
We're gonna be in like, you know how NBA had set this model where they're putting people in a hub? Yes. I'm going in a bubble for 3 months to film the Punky Brewster reboot.
Nice.
So I won't be back until like January. If you say that we get to do a part two, that means I'm coming to look for you.
Come look, always come look for me.
I love you.
I love you more.
I love you the most.
I love you more.
Now you have no idea how much of an honor it is to have both of you all at the same time. Pause. Like, be able to talk to both of y'all like this. Like, for me, this is.
I hope that was a good enough kind of explanation on the kind of guy Mike is, because I don't know how to. It's a bunch of situations that ends up to being the lifespan of our brotherhood, friendship, whatever you want to call it.
You knew him,
but when you eating at my mama's table and you eating grits next to me, you family. Right. Right. You eating grits and some veggies or whatever, and mama's serving you and me and washing clothes. Yeah, you family.
I love you.
You more.
Man, this is so awesome, man.
Tell your brother I said hi and send me a picture of that lobster roll that I'm not going to get to
eat. I'm going to order it right now. They've been pinging me and hitting me and texting and calling and farting and snorting. I don't know what the heck. It's all good, you know. Well, you got to shut it down for a minute and honor thy sister. And absolutely.
I can't wait for part two, man. We're going to hold you to it now.
Me too.
No doubt, man. No doubt.
So good seeing you.
Absolutely.
I'm sending like cyber huggies.
And I'm taking it right now and giving it right back.
I'm giving you a fist bump.
Boom, boom, boom. I got you right there, bro. Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for the time and bringing me on your wonderful podcast. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for the conversation.
Thanks, man.
This is my first podcast ever.
Really?
Oh. I don't usually do podcasts. So you're the first.
Thank you. I couldn't get him to do it. So I had to say, can we just have a conversation with you instead of like an interview? Like, I just want the world to know you like I know you. And so he said, yeah.
Well, anytime for you. Absolutely. You're my girl. You always will be.
Thank you. I love you so much. And I can't wait to meet the future Miss Lewis.
Yeah, me too.
Look, I love her too, whoever she is.
I can't wait. I'm going to love her too as soon as she, materialize like the Star Trek.
Man.
Take it easy, guys.
Thank you.
Love you, baby.
Wayne's World, party on. Excellent.
Welcome to Cherry's World.
To you by Less Is More Events. Get lime.
Some girls do, some girls don't. Some girls will, some girls won't. Some girls quit, some girls try. But let me tell you about one that's fly. I met this pretty thing named Kate. She was locked up for moving weight. Reading is how she escapes. Her favorite rap is Snoop Dogg and Drake. I just want to take her on a date. Grab a double fries and a shake. Excited about her release date. You can find you a soul inmate.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.